The Nationals going for their third straight win, taking on the Braves' very first pitch of the game. It's Trey Turner facing Lucas Sims.
Lucas Sims, who's into the windup, first pitch swung on, hit in the air to deep left, toward the corner, toward the bullpen, way back, going, and gone. Goodbye. A game leadoff home run by Trey Turner on the first pitch of this game. Fifth in the league in batting average, and swings in. It's going a mile to right. This ball is gone way back and off the brick wall of the chop house up there in right field. A long home run for Freddie Freeman. And Didi Gregorius to the fourth inning, a three-run homer off Tyler Duffy in relief. Swing by Suzuki and a fly ball to deep left. Lynn toward the corner. This one way back and gone. Goodbye into the Nationals bullpen. Now the set. Now the pitch. And it's outside, ball four. And Vizcaino has come in, thrown four pitches out of the zone, and walked the tying run across the plate. Turner off third, Wirth off second. Murphy ready to run off first. The pitch is inside, off the glove of Suzuki, ball four. Now the set. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball four. Third consecutive walk to force in a run. Fourth consecutive walk by Braves relievers. Adam Lynn stays up there against the lefty brothers. First pitch, line drive, base hit into left field. Murphy will score from third. Zimmerman around third, coming home. The throw to the plate, the head first dive, and he's in there. The left hand on the plate, getting by Kurt Suzuki.
The Nationals win their third straight, taking it 7-3. Coupled with a Dodgers loss, the Nats moved to within 3.5 games of LA for the best record in the NL and home field advantage throughout the playoffs. Gio Gonzalez notches his 15th win, allowing 2 runs in 7 frames, striking out 8. Michael Taylor, 3 hits and an RBI. Trey Turner, 2 hits and scores twice. The Nationals win their third in a row. Manager Dusty Baker spoke after.
The key is those pitches weren't close enough to get tempted to swing. And, they lost command of the strike zone. I mean, they helped us out there. But it's easy to be patient when they're not that, near the strike zone. And so we capitalize on it. We got some usually you're going to get hits after that because, then they start trying to find a strike zone and invariably throw it down the middle. And we had some guys that, that capitalized on it. Mainly Linder's hit is the one that really, really, set it up for us big time. So our bullpen did well. Gio stuck around long enough to get the victory. He didn't, he threw a pretty good game, other than those 2 solo homers. And, I'm sure he don't want to see Kurt Suzuki anymore because, he's hit him hard this year. And his former teammate, I think he thinks along with Gio because he caught him. And so, that was a big one for us.
You're a big fan of positive thinking with as well as Gio pitched. Were you thinking he'd spit the hook there in the late innings?
Yeah, I was hoping so. And it's like, okay, seemed like the more relievers you bring in sooner or later in a close game, somebody's not going to find a plate and or find a bat. And that's what happened to us because their bullpen was throwing lights out there. And then I tell you, a young man threw a good game tonight too against us. And I was glad he took him out. I'm sure, I don't know if he's on a pitch count or whatever, but he has electric arm. These Braves, they got some good young arms.
Given how well Tanner's been pitching lately, do you see him and Gio kind of, using these last couple of weeks to show you maybe something for playoff positioning, or is that kind of sorted out?
No, not really. We're going to go with what we think's the best against who we're playing. And right now we're just trying to win as many games as we can, get some momentum, because we had lost momentum there after we clinched it. And so, guys are swinging the bats better. We got more life, more enthusiasm, and we want to finish strong.
You like round numbers. If you guys can go 8-3 the rest of the way, it gets you to 100. Is that an important number to you?
Well, that was an important number when the season started to me. If you can round those numbers off, then why not? Because, I my team won 100 victories in my first year of managing, and we haven't won 100 since. But I remember Tony Russo at the end of that year, he asked me, did I know what I just did? And I said, no, not really. And he says, you won 100 victories. And I said, well, that's good. But 20 years later, still haven't won back to 100 years. So I guess I didn't know what I did.
and then speaking on that, you guys are 3.5 games back up the Dodgers for home field advantage. How big is that just to
– Well, that's big too. I mean, you know, like I said, we're not going to try to kill our guys, you know, to try to get to it. But if it's within reach, then, you know, we're going to go for it. So especially after last weekend, you know, they beat us 2 out of 3 at our place. And so, you know, it looks like now they're struggling a little bit up in Philly. So we're just going to try to win every game that we can.
And last one for me, Trey Turner, first pitch of the game, home run, his fourth time doing that this year. How big is that just to have him set this home?
Well, that's Ricky Henderson type stuff, you know, because Rick was the best at that, you know. If you walk him or gets a hit, then it's just like a double or a triple. And if you throw it right there, then he'd leave the ballpark on you. And so that's quite a feat, you know, so young in his career. And so what you have to have discipline to do that, get a good pitch to hit. And people always say you don't swing at the first pitch, but tonight it worked for him and us.
Trey Turner finishes with 2 hits and 2 runs scored, including leading off the game with the home run. He talked to the media after.
There's a lot more that goes into it than just swinging. But, you know, a lot of people just see me swing at the first pitch and they don't know why. But it's part of my game. And, you know, I think if I can get my team a 1-0 lead like that or get on base on the first pitch of the game, I don't think it matters, you know, how many pitches I see sometimes. It depends. You know, obviously some guys you want to make throw more pitches. Others like to attack.
This is the 24th time this season that your team has scored 5 or more runs. All right, well, now we're going to walk forward. 24th time this season that your team has scored 5 or more runs in an inning. What does that ability tell you about your team?
Never out of it. You know, I think our lineup's pretty dangerous, 1 through 8, sometimes even 9. You know, you got that some guys that can swing it in the pitcher spot too. But I think, you know, that's what we want to do. We want to be dangerous 1 through 9 and be able to strike at any moment.
You absolutely rake in Atlanta. Are you trying to petition the league office to play more than 9 games here a year?
It's a coincidence.
The Nationals go for the sweep on Thursday. Tanner Roark on the hill.